This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with Sermon Audio.
It's Tuesday, April 5th, 2016 AD. This is The World View. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. The Lord's work will continue with the Wycliffe Bible translators after the murder of four of their workers in the Middle East. Wycliffe Associates President Bruce Smith told Fox News, quote, "Even when tragedy strikes, as in this case, the testimony of Christ is loud and clear. Yes, there is a tremendous cost. But as Tertullian, an early church father, said, the blood of martyrs are the seeds of the church." Unquote. Georgia Governor Nathan Deal's recent veto of the Pastor Protection Act there has sparked concern from pastors and other faith-based organizations in that state. Pastor Garland Hunt of the Father's House in Norcross, Georgia, is hoping that the legislature will override the governor's veto.
We were challenging our legislators that they will possibly call a special session to override the veto. And we also know that the international, it looks as though they don't have the votes that anyone would do it, nor do they really have the intentions to do it either. Most of them are already involved with their campaigns. This is a campaign year, so it doesn't seem as though they have the inclination to do it. But beyond that, we're certainly going to be fighting for our religious freedom consistently.
The Homeschool Legal Defense Association has sued a Missouri judge for improper intimidation and retaliation against any parent who withdraws a child from public school to lawfully homeschool. After the Swearingen family withdrew their child from a public school to homeschool, they received a notice requiring them to appear before a truancy court. There's more good news for the Ted Cruz campaign. At least 18 out of 25 delegates in North Dakota will support the senator of the national convention, according to the Cruz campaign. Something similar happened in Colorado, where Cruz won all of the presidential delegates from 2 out of 7 of the congressional conventions held over the weekend. The rest will be chosen later this week. And Wisconsin's 42 delegates are up for grabs in today's primary, where Trump is still lagging behind Cruz in the polls. Proverbs 16:33 says, "The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord." The wicked only flourish for a little while. By God's providence, Syrian and allied forces from Russia have freed another Christian town from ISIS oppression over the weekend. The armies closed in on the city of El Karatain on Sunday. Over 100 migrant children have come up missing from a refugee camp in Calais, France. The concern is that these children are at risk for abuse or exploitation. Ben Bano of Help Refugees UK tells us their organization seeks to find these kids and reunite them with their families.
We are pushing for a process whereby the French and the British authorities will cooperate in identifying these children and getting them to their loved ones who are often in the UK.
The United Nations is considering more promotion of sex education for very young children at the United Nations Commission on the Status of Women in an effort to further secularize and sexualize third world nations. The UN agency, UNICEF, has published a manual that promotes bestiality and sex with non-consenting persons, according to Family Watch International. "The tender mercies of the wicked are cruel," Proverbs 12:10. Conservatives from rural areas lost an important Supreme Court battle yesterday, affecting future elections. Counties with high voter percentages in rural areas will no longer be able to apportion more influence based on their high level of participation in elections. Essentially, the decision further empowers the blue, liberal, welfare cities over the red rural districts. 3.2 million homeowners are still underwater on their mortgages, meaning that the house is valued less than the mortgage balance. The conditions have improved since the last recession, but still well above historical norms, according to CNBC. The debtor is always a slave to the lender. The National Airline Quality Rating has been released for 2015, and Virgin America, JetBlue, Delta, and Hawaiian came out on top with the least complaints. At the bottom were American Airlines, Frontier Airlines, and Spirit Airlines for things like on-time performance, mishandled bags, and customer complaints. Researchers from Wichita State University told CNN overall complaints were the highest they've been, though, in 15 years. Two faith-based films are going strong in the box office. Miracles from Heaven held strong at number 5 last weekend, and God's Not Dead 2 took 4th place, grossing over $8 million in its first weekend. The battle for religious liberties is introduced in the second episode of God's Not Dead, and a Christian pastor is arrested. Good news to see that the Christian film genre is still expanding. 5 of the top 10 all-time highest-grossing Christian films have been released in the last 2 years. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, April 5th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com and now at sermonaudio.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.